Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal is not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Does reduce inflation. 40% of inflation is fueled by fossil fuels.
No new taxes on families making more than, no new taxes on families making less than $400,000 or under.
The inflation data in July was 0.0. So we are seeing inflation decrease.
That people have every single day. Inflation is like a theoretical word that economists use.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 368.
Now over a year, Joe, abandoning Americans behind enemy lines in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan and simultaneously abandoning energy independence, which means he is sucking up to hostile regimes like Russia. What, 684 million barrels of oil imported from Russia last year, making Vladimir rich. On top of approving the approving the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, simultaneously canceling our own Keystone XL pipeline, which would have resulted by now we'd be importing 900,000 barrels of Canadian oil every day. But Joe stopped that project right in its tracks, which is insane. And he continues to get rejected by Saudi Arabia and OPEC nations, begging them. Now he's close to a deal with the Iranian mullahs. We're going to make Iran rich again. The Saudis reporting income levels that they have not seen in a long, long time. They're getting rich as hell. Putin is making $1 billion a day off of selling energy so it can fund his war against a sovereign country, Ukraine. Now we're even opening the door with an emissary through to Venezuela. I mean, let's go to every country that hates us instead of producing all of our energy here domestically. It is the single dumbest thing this country has ever done. Add to that this pending Iranian deal, which looks like it's going to happen. I hate to tell you. If you think the first Iranian deal was bad, where do we get the details of this deal? And of course, they won't go through the process constitutionally of having a treaty ratified, because that would never happen. I don't even think the Democrats would vote for that. Anyway, I know a lot of you are focused on Liz Cheney. I have very little to say about it. Liz Cheney lost by 37.4 points, to be exact. Liz Cheney has, you know, it, what's amazing to me or puzzling to me is somebody that knew Dick Cheney, knew Liz Cheney, had a good relationship with both of them over the years and their families. What's, I think, the most amazing thing in all of this is, and I've seen this happen before, is when people just become so singularly focused on one thing that all common sense is abandoned in the process. Now, I don't know, for whatever reason, after losing by 37.4 points, I don't know, maybe she thinks there's support for her to run for president. I'm not sure how exactly that math adds up. But, you know, the people in Wyoming are salt of the earth, great Americans, the people that work hard, play by the rules, pay their taxes, raise their kids, and they want to live free, independent lives, which is how most Americans in middle America are. They want less lower taxes, less bureaucracy. They see common sense in being energy independent, and I would take it a step further, be energy dominant. After we supply all our needs, we ought to be producing enough energy for all of our Western European allies. And instead of the Saudis and the Russians and Iranians and Venezuelans getting rich off their energy resources, we'd be getting rich off ours. And we wouldn't have to be begging them for anything. And it would be good for our foreign policy. And it would be good for creating high-paying career jobs for Americans. And it would have the added benefit of really reducing inflation. That would be the real Inflation Reduction Act, not the phony one that is only going to increase inflation in the country. Anyway, the Democratic Party is never going to nominate Dick Cheney's daughter for president. The only thing I could see her doing is running on a third party platform, you know, partnering with the Lincoln Project and every other never Trumper group out there. If Donald Trump is on the ticket, or frankly, everybody needs to understand something. It doesn't matter which Republican's on the ticket. Any Republican that runs for president is going to be called a racist, sexist, homophobe, xenophobe, Islamophobe, transphobe, that wants dirty air and water and wants old people to die. I mean, that's the playbook that they always use. So, and on top of whatever Russia lies they might bring up as October surprises, which seems to have happened now in the previous two presidential elections. But anyway, New York Post is pointing, defeated Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney confirmed that she is thinking about running for the White House to keep her nemesis, former President Donald Trump, out of office. Well, at some point, like, for example, in television and radio, at times there are research projects, and I've read a lot of research, which is feedback from audiences that watch your show or listen to your show. And what I've discovered is, you know, if somebody just doesn't like my politics and therefore doesn't like the show, that's one thing. I can't change who I am. I've got to be authentic and true and sincere and honest with this audience about who I am and where I'm coming from. I'm a member of the press. We do straight news. We do investigative reporting the media mob will never do. We do opinion. We're upfront about it. I'm a conservative. I'm a proud conservative because conservatism works. We do culture. We do sports. We do it all. We're like an entire newspaper. But we're members of the press. And usually, but then you might see something, a pattern emerge, people making the same comments, having the same criticism about something that either I'm doing or saying on the air. And you got to take note of some of that. And what I have learned in my career is when I listen to the audience, if they see something or hear something that they don't like, and I make an adjustment because I trust their objectivity more than my own instincts, it usually ends up helping me. And when you lose by 37.4 points and you then say, well, I won by 73 points last time, I could have done it again, but I would have been selling my soul. You know, she's literally trashing the very people that put her in office for the purpose of her serving them. Because if you're running for office, you're supposed to be a public servant. You serve your constituents, not yourself. And that often happens to congressmen, senators, governors, people in politics. You know, they love their new title. They feel like they're it. It's not about them. It should be about them serving others. You know, what's the whole biblical example of Jesus? He sacrificed, died, was buried, rose again to serve all of humanity. He didn't have to go through it. He chose to go through it. Because it was what his father wanted him to do. The service of other people should be a higher calling for people. you know, for a lot of politicians, they're all serving themselves. So, you know, if that's what she wants. Now, with all of that said, I want to give you a warning. We're less than 90 days now out of this midterm election, and things will start heating up right after the Labor Day holiday. And the admonition is this. I think Republicans in the House are going to do pretty well. But I don't want to give out a false impression. I don't want people to feel so overly confident that they think this thing is in the bag, because it's not. It's not even close to. And what I'm talking about specifically here is, you know, Republicans need to get their act together. Now, I do know in the House, because I've interviewed Kevin McCarthy enough times, that they're going to put their promises, their agenda on paper. It's not going to be a contract with America. Promises, commitments to America, I think is what they're going to call it. And the thing I like about that is once you make a promise and you sign your name to it, then you're obligated to do it. It was the genius that brought Republicans out of the political wilderness for 40 years and back into power when Newt Gingrich did it in 1994. I was there the night he became speaker. I was emceeing his event. It can be done again. And the agenda is not really that complicated. On the economy, you want to lower taxes. I mean, I've never seen a party raise taxes, lie about raising taxes, you know, 90 days out of an election. But that's what the Democrats just allowed to have happen in the House, the Senate, and Joe Biden signing this bill before he heads off to another beach for vacation. This guy is maybe better off with him on vacation, you know, for the rest of his term. But Americans pretty simply want this. They want a strong economy. They want to reduce inflation. They want to reduce the high cost of energy. So for Republicans, they want it simple. They want lower taxes, less bureaucracy. They want a lower inflation. They want energy independence. They want secure borders. Simple. They want to be safe and secure in their towns, in their cities, wherever they live. So they want law and order. And they want parental rights back in school. And they want schools to focus on the basics of reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers. And all this other woke nonsense needs to go away. And parents ought to be in charge of their kids' education and not be investigated as domestic terrorists. Now, the reason that I am somewhat alarmed, and I don't like the fact that so many people seem overconfident, the House is going to be easier. Mitch McConnell has been resistant to this idea of putting nationalizing the elections like Kevin McCarthy is going to do for every House candidate and doing that with the Senate. But he better start thinking about a way to do it, because this needs to get done. And they need to commit as well that if they're put in power, they will put these policies in place. And then if we can get a Republican president, they will become law. And then we can start the process of undoing the damage that has been done to this great country in 18 months. We can secure our borders, return to energy dominance and energy independence. We can get control of all the crime, murder, and mayhem in our cities and towns. We can get our educational system out of the hands of this unholy alliance with Democrats and teachers unions and get the economy up to where it is. Now, a few obstacles have come up. You know, one thing that has happened, well, the price of gasoline has come down a little bit, Hannity, so you don't have that narrative. I'm like, we're still paying over $2 more a gallon than when Joe Biden became president. And I never saw a president kissing the ass of more hostile regimes than this president, because that's the lifeblood of the world's economy. And he's not making a single move towards energy independence. So give me a break. But, you know, and then Democrats, I think, have done a fairly good job of demagoguing and lying about the Dobbs ruling at the Supreme Court, where abortion regulations go back to the states. So they're trying to scare people on that issue. They've artificially, you know, now increase the supply of oil because they're tapping into the strategic petroleum reserves. I assume that'll continue pretty much up until election day to artificially reduce prices. But we're compromising national security in the process of doing that. Also, people are driving less because they can't afford it. You know, I think that some people are actually buying into this lie, this inflation reduction legislation. They're lying when they say, well, you know, you're not going to be taxed if you make under $400,000 a year. Well, they're taxing oil and they're every barrel of oil that we buy, they're taxing natural gas and they're taxing coal. Who do you think is going to pay for all of that? All of us will. So they really are hitting the poor, the middle class, and people on fixed income. Again, they're hitting them harder for more money. And then on top of it, add the 48,000, I'm sorry, the 87,000 IRS agents. Did you know the IRS has an arsenal? Grover Norquist had a good point on this. Did you know, because they had this job opening, are you willing to use deadly force? An IRS agent? Then anyway, he did some research on it. The IRS arsenal, they have 4,600 guns. They have 3,282 pistols, 621 shotguns, 539 rifles, 15 fully automatic weapons, 4 revolvers. Since when did being an IRS agent become a police force? I mean, that's a little scary. But one thing I will tell you is the Syracuse University study points out if you make $25,000 a year or less, you're 5 times more likely to get audited. So just like they wouldn't tax people that make under $400,000 a year, that turned out to be a lie. Keep your doctor plan, save money, that turned out to be a lie. Not auditing people that make under $400,000 will be a lie also. Mark my words. The problem is most people won't be able to afford the accountants and the lawyers that you will need, and I speak from firsthand experience, to deal with a very aggressive IRS like this. And meanwhile, we're taking in record amounts of income to the federal government, more than we've ever taken in. But they're just spending that much more. About the House as much as I am the Senate. I think the House is on the right track with their promises, commitments to America. I think it's a great idea. Every candidate, and they need to run and they need to mean it. But I am worried about the Senate. You know, Marco Rubio's got to hold Florida. It's key. Herschel Walker's got to win in Georgia. And they've been dumping tens of millions of dollars of negative ads on this guy. I've never seen anything like it recently. They're dumping $50 million on Ron Johnson's head in Wisconsin. They're doing the same thing to Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania with a candidate that is hiding in the basement just like Joe Biden because of his stroke. We wish him well, but he's definitely not the same person he was before it. And it was pretty apparent the other day. We've got to do the same thing with Ted Budd. He's got to win North Carolina. We got to make a play for New Hampshire. J.D. Vance has to win in Ohio. We've got to have Eric Schmidt win in Missouri, Adam Laxalt in Nevada. You've got Blake Masters out in Arizona. Those are our candidates. They're the ones that have to win. Otherwise, and by the way, it's not hard. You take on the educational system. You take on wokeness and CRT in our schools. You know, you take on this intrusion of 87,000 new IRS agents to harass the American people. You take on, you know, how America's become so weak abroad in Afghanistan against China and Russia and doing this stupid Iran deal. You take on law and order and safety and security and defund and dismantle and no bail laws. You know, you take on the 41-year high of inflation. You take on a policy that supports energy independence and make every one of those liberal socialist Democrats, climate cultists, answer the questions, would they support these policies? Because the answer is yes. Raphael Warnock, John Fetterman will vote with Biden and Bernie 99% of the time. That I can promise you.
To remember the forgotten man. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. So I'm not as confident in the U.S. Senate. Mitch McConnell has shown just this mysterious reluctance, resistance in the Senate joining with the House for their commitments and promises to America, which they'll be unveiling, I'm sure, sometime after Labor Day in the House, which I think is a great idea. This, none of what we're talking about here is complicated, but you do have some candidates that have never run a race before that would be great senators and great congressmen, but they're just not used to the ebb and flow of a campaign. And you know, simple things like if you're attacked, attack back immediately. Don't allow any charge to go unanswered, any lie to go unanswered. The Democrats play for keeps here. They're the one that should be on defense. Why did you support a bill that raises taxes on oil, gas, coal, corporations, and small businesses that we all know every American's going to be impacted by? Why are you supporting policies that literally foster relationships with hostile regimes for the lifeblood of our economy rather than energy independence? Why are you supporting open borders? Why are you supporting 87,000 IRS agents? Many of them, apparently unbeknownst to us, are armed. That's more than twice the number of IRS agents than we currently have. And they're going to spend $80 billion to supersize the IRS. That is an insane amount of money. I mean, what about those agents being hired to secure the border? Is anyone going to ask Mark Kelly that question? I mean, I think Blake Masters could take all of these issues. If you keep it to the fundamentals and you keep it to the basics, you don't have to be a pro at politics. I'm going to lower your taxes. We're going to limit the scope of the government bureaucracy. We're going to secure America's borders and enforce the laws of this country. We're not going to aid and abet law breaking. That America is going to once again be energy dominant, independent, and that we're going to get really wealthy selling our excess energy to Western Europe, which helps them. That we're going to make sure that we hire police so every American is safe and secure, and that we have law and order in every town, every city across this country. We're going to make sure that our educational system lives up to the high standards that we should have for every child. It is the ladder to success in this world. And we're going to teach reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers, and nothing else. Let the parents handle the value systems at home. The only rule every kid in school must abide by is the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. It's that simple. And any kid that disrupts the educational process, suspend them. And if they do it again, throw them out. Send them to reform school, as they used to say when I was a kid. These are the fundamentals. These are the basics. You know, if you elect, let's say if we lost Florida, Marco Rubio, what does that mean? What would it mean if Herschel doesn't defeat Warnock, who votes with Biden and Bernie Sanders 99% of the time? What does it mean if Ted Budd doesn't win in North Carolina? What does it mean if Ron Johnson were defeated in Wisconsin? What does it mean if J.D. Vance were defeated in Ohio? Or Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, is defeated by a Bernie socialist in Pennsylvania? What would it mean if Adam Laxalt loses Nevada or Eric Schmidt loses Missouri? What would it mean if Blake Masters doesn't kick Mark, whatever his name's ass, out in Arizona? I mean, we've got some very heavy duty races in states that historically are bellwether states. None of them are going to be easy to win. And these Republicans, I'm finding, you know, I'm looking at some of the financials, and it looks like Republicans are being outraised by Democrats by massive amounts of money. And if you think money doesn't matter in elections, then you're just being naive. It matters a whole lot in every race. And you can just, you know, you can see the ads that are coming. You can see the direction they're taking. They're not going to tell the truth about where they stand. They're just going to go on the attack. I mean, there's got to be a passionate, focused agenda of items comparing and contrasting. We have a 41-year record high of inflation. You've got to put that on the Democrats that caused that to happen. Their policies caused this. We're paying record high gas prices because their policies caused this. We have more illegal immigrants coming into this country with preferential treatment on top of it. No vaccine mandate for them, no COVID testing for them. And then you get a free Biden phone and you get a transportation to the city, state of your choice. Well, that's not that's aiding and abetting law breaking. It's called human trafficking if you engaged in it yourself. You know, if you're running for the Senate, you're going to elect judges that interpret our Constitution, not judges that want to legislate from the bench. Because every one of these opponents, if Ron Johnson lost, J.D. Vance lost, if Dr. Oz lost, if we lost in South Carolina and Tim Scott, in North Carolina with Ted Budd, if we lost Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock wins, if Val Demings wins in Florida, what does it mean? It means the Democrats, all of their power ambitions will come to fruition. There will be an end to the legislative filibuster. You can guarantee it. There will be D.C. statehood. There will be Puerto Rico statehood. There will be, you know, you will see court packing like you've never seen in your life. This will be the biggest power grab of all time. If you think 87 additional agents to the IRS is bad, well, it's about they'll probably hire another 87,000 more. You know, what is the point here? You know, Democrats won't tell you that there are significant criminal justice ramifications when you give the IRS that much power and money. And by the way, they're doing it at a time when revenues going into the federal government have never, ever been higher. This is a classic compare and contrast election. And Republicans need to understand that they've got to fight for the people, the constituents in either their district or their state. And going directly to the people and campaigning harder than your opponent and putting on better ads than your opponent is not that difficult, because this new Democratic Party is nothing like the old Democratic Party. It is the most radical agenda this country has ever seen. And 2-4 more years of this will be the utter destruction of the greatest Democratic Republic in the history of man. You know, so, okay, Liz Cheney lost. Fine. We knew that was going to happen. We'll see what happens with Lisa Murkowski versus Kelly Chewbacca in this runoff. That's not a slam dunk. Governor Palin is seeking her political comeback. I think she would be an iconoclastic great addition. And I think, you know, go all over the country. Mark Kelly in Arizona, you know, all of these Democrats are voting with Biden and with Bernie 90%+ of the time. They're the ones responsible for the mess that we are in. They're the ones okay with open borders. They're the ones okay with no domestic energy production. They're the ones that want the new Green Deal radical socialism. They're the very people that have caused this inflation at a 41-year high and caused you to pay more for every item in every store that you go to. You want to reduce the inflation rate in this country? Become energy independent again. These are not complicated issues for candidates that just sit down and define their opponents for who they are and tell the people in their states, their districts, what they're going to do. It is really that simple. It's not more complicated than that. You know, I brought up yesterday this Fetterman guy had a stroke, and he was clearly struggling in communication issues, but I do wish him health-wise well. I wish everybody good health. I'm not like some people. You know, conservative gets sick, you read on Twitter, I hope you die. Oh, great. No, we're not like that. But when you look at a guy, this is a guy that literally is a Bernie Sanders loving and supporting Senate candidate from Pennsylvania, and I'm not sure the people of Pennsylvania know it. He penned a column in 2016 endorsing Bernie Sanders in the primary. I mean, who do you think he's going to vote with? It was a column came out that Fetterman is part of, quote, Bernie's army in the new republic, igniting a revolution, a progressive revolution from within. I'm like, oh, great. You know, when discussing the 2016 Democratic Senate candidates, they write, John Fetterman, a small town mayor. It turns out he's a trust fund brat that lived off mommy and daddy until his mid-40s that wears a hoodie to look tough with the most radical positions. And by the way, didn't do a particularly good job. This is a guy that actually sat on the parole board and, you know, let out the worst criminals. wants to at least empty the jails by a third in the state, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the state of Pennsylvania. You know, he oversaw the Board of Pardons, and even the Philly Inquirer said he ran it like an activist and a bully. And this is just one example. Raphael Warnock's record is atrocious. Nobody seems to be pointing it out down to the people in Georgia. I don't get it. By the way, speaking of Georgia, Stacey Abrams co-chaired an organization apparently that wanted to abolish the police. This was on FoxNews.com. Anyway, Stacey Abrams co-chaired a racial justice organization that awarded tens of thousands of dollars to activists that want to defund and abolish the police. What happens if we abolish the police? By the way, the same Stacey Abrams that says Georgia's the worst place to live, the same Stacey Abrams that got rid of the MLB All-Star game. Great job. Abrams first announced as co-chair of the Black Voices for Black Justice Fund in April of 2021. She said in a press release at the time she was excited and honored to join the organization. They've handed out $20,000 awards to dozens of black activists across the country. In one case, May of 2021, a woman named Sharonda Bossier, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, the CEO of Education Leaders, of a color, who called for defunding the police during the George Floyd rioting in the summer of 2020. We can live in a country where the police do not kill people, especially kids. We spend so much money on officer training. If we cannot expect that police can respond to incidents without killing people, we should defund and abolish the police. Stacey Abrams associated with that. So that you know, everyone wants to take a victory lap today because Liz Cheney lost. Liz Cheney, you know, the only puzzling thing is she's supporting the people, the very people that attacked her father mercilessly. She's now partnered with them, the ones that called him a war criminal, a murderer, and a crook. That doesn't make sense to me. And what is the net result of being so virulently anti-Trump? What, electing Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer? And how's that worked out for the country? How has that worked out that Cheney's care about foreign policy so much? You know, where's the criticism of what's happened in Afghanistan and what's happened in Ukraine? Where's the criticism of Joe Biden being compromised as a family syndicate and giving Vladimir Putin a waiver on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline or offering to take away tariffs on China or giving them a million barrels at a time we're paying the most money we've ever paid for gasoline from our strategic petroleum reserves? Without confronting China, allowing China to threaten Taiwan and even threaten the Speaker of the House and threaten to shoot down her plane if she goes to Taiwan. It's pretty unbelievable. You know, we're living in unreal times here. You know, if the what's so fascinating to me is those that have really, really joined this cult of Trump hating have lost any sense of proportionality and don't care about the consequences that the policies that the people in power are now inflicting, the harm and the damage on the American people. This bill that Joe Biden signed yesterday just raised every American's taxes, and they're calling it the Inflation Reduction Act, and it's anything but that. You know, the fact that, you know, we've lost our status as a world leader. The fact that we have a president that probably doesn't know today is Wednesday. The fact that we're raising taxes on the poor middle class. The fact that we're impacted by these dangerous policies. The fact that we have open borders. The fact that we beg countries that hate our guts for the lifeblood of our economy. All of these things matter. But for them, it's only there's single issue. I hate Trump. Well, I mean, if that's where you think this is. You know, if you think that's good, great. Housing starts declined. Look at this. Fell 9.6% in July. Mortgage application, lowest level in 22 years. Those are the headlines today. You know, beefing up IRS enforcement and even providing them the weaponry to go after Americans. That I didn't expect. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at the top of the hour. Colonel North checks in with us today.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.